For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. European Union leaders are backing a Brexit deal reached with UK Prime Minister Theresa May. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
Approval by the EU's 27 heads of state came at a Sunday Brussels summit, though it still needs to be approved by the British Parliament before the March deadline for the nation to leave the European Union, a move that was narrowly approved by British voters in 2016. The approval from the EU, though, spells out leaders want to keep relations with the UK as close as possible, while noting that countries outside the EU cannot have the same rights as those who are in it. The deal's unpopular with British lawmakers, but May and EU leaders are arguing it's the best they're going to get from this divorce. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The grim search for bodies in paradise following the deadliest California wildfire in a century continues. 249 people are still unaccounted for. The campfire is now 100% contained, and the skies are clear here in Chico. So far, 88 fire-related deaths statewide in California, where lawmakers next month will consider a bill that is designed to protect utility customers from liability, even if their electrical equipment is found to be the source of wildfires. KCBS reporter Bob Butler.
A bill like this passed after 2017's deadly wine country fires. It says state regulators will determine how much the utility can pay without going into bankruptcy.
Whatever they can't afford above that, then that will go back to the ratepayers. So the people who lost their homes will be helping to pay for the damage.
State Senator Jerry Hill agrees if the fire is accidental, but not if the utility is negligent.
Their shareholders should cover that cost. They make over $1.5 billion per year in profit.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The family of a man who was shot and killed accidentally at an Alabama mall wants the police video. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Police now say that Emanick Fitzgerald Radford Jr., an armed 21-year-old man who was shot and killed by an officer at a mall in Alabama on Thanksgiving night, likely did not fire the shots that wounded two people and sent terrified shoppers running for cover. Bradford's mother, April Pipkins.
Nobody even took the time or had the decency to notify me of my son's death. Instead, it's flashed all over social media. That is no way that any parent should have to find out the death of their child.
The family attorney says several witnesses have told them the officer who killed Bradford did not issue any verbal commands before he shot him in the face.
We're paying another visit to one of our solar system neighbors. Monday is a special day for the exploration of Mars. That's when a NASA lander named InSight is set to arrive on the red planet. You can watch the arrival online or in person at locations across the country. The spacecraft will allow scientists to compare the conditions on Mars to Earth. It's also going to provide more data about the interior of the planet than ever before, and why Earth and Mars turned out so differently than the rest of the planets in our solar system. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.